On the campaign, Walker proposed a tax break exclusively for small businesses, but this law would give some tax deduction to all companies, no matter how large or what types of full-time jobs they offer. Businesses would benefit by between $92 and $316 for every person they hire. Asked today whether a benefit that small would lead to new jobs being created, Walker said it was just one of many proposals he's introduced to lower the bottom line for doing business here.
Collectively, when employers look at the total package, not just this part, but the total package, they're going to see great incentives and great enthusiasm.
Walker signed the plan into law in the warehouse of a Madison bike rack manufacturer called Saris. Bill Schauger is the company's executive vice president. Schauger called the new law a win and says his company will take advantage of the tax deduction. But Schauger says Saris was already planning to hire more people with or without this tax break.
Will we not hire because of it? No. Will we hire because of it? No. But it's just part of the package of how to make this place a better place to do business in Madison, Wisconsin.
The plan will deepen the state's budget deficit by $67 million, meaning the governor will have to make deeper budget cuts to offset the tax break. While some Democrats supported the plan, most argued there were more effective ways to grow jobs with the state's limited resources. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.